Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. Okay, we're all here. Thank you, Pastor Karam. I appreciate Pastor Karam. Always speaks to the heart. Would you turn with me to Acts chapter 14? Acts chapter 14 for an opening scripture. Acts 14, verse 21. And when they, speaking of Paul and Barnabas, and when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. And when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they had believed. There's a word in verse 22 that we want to focus on this morning, and that is the word continue. Continue. This is our title for today, continue. So if you don't remember anything else, you remember one word, right? Let's see if we can say it. Say it with me. Continue. Again, continue. All right, let's pray that the Lord will speak to us about continuing. Father, we thank you for what we have just heard. Now we bring to you this word continue and what you want to speak to us about, how we are to continue. So Holy Spirit, we ask for your anointing to speak your word, to receive your word, and help us not just to hear it, but to continue in it and to do it. In Jesus' name, amen. When the Holy Spirit convicts someone of sin and of their need of a Savior and of a need of the blood of Jesus, we can't fix it ourselves, and we confess our sins to the Lord and we receive Jesus as our Savior, it's the beginning of a new life. The Bible calls it born again. Jesus called it born again. The Bible calls us newborn babies. But then the Bible uses many other words. Continue. Press on, walk, run the race. And so being born again, receiving Jesus, is just the beginning, and we must continue, grow in grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. So this is our word for this morning, continue. And if you were to check it out in the Bible, you would find the word continue a fair number of times. The Bible has quite a bit to say about continuing, and things that we as followers of Jesus must continue to do. So we're going to consider five things this morning, five things that the Bible tells us to continue in. Now, if we're going to talk about the word continue, we should know what we're talking about. So here's definition of continue. It means to go on in some action or direction, persist, persevere, endure, keep on. It means to be continually, well, we're not supposed to define the word, are we? Constantly diligent, be earnest, be serious, be strong, be steadfast, be patient. So continue to go on in a certain action, to go on in a certain direction, and persist and persevere and be serious and be steadfast. All right, so we know what continue means. So let's take a look at it. Number one, the Bible tells us to continue in the faith. Continue in the faith. So here we read in Acts chapter 14, Paul and Barnabas are on a missionary journey. They're preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus in various cities, and they're having good results. Many people are believing in Jesus, but they're also having a lot of opposition. And in one city, Paul was attacked and left for dead. You can read that earlier in chapter 14. God raised him up again. And then they continued to preach the gospel. And after this, we get to verse 21 that tells us that they returned again to Lystra, to Iconium, to Antioch, to the cities where they had preached, and actually to the cities where they'd been driven out of. But here's the reason that they returned. Verse 22, confirming or strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith. Exhorting them to continue in the faith. So we get the picture. The gospel is preached, many respond, much opposition, and Paul and Barnabas come back and urge, exhort, encourage the new believers in their faith and urge them to continue in the faith. Continue in the faith. Very important. First and foremost, very important to bring people to Jesus. Bring Jesus to people. Bring people to Jesus. But then we must encourage them to continue in the faith. Continue in the faith. You must continue and persevere in your faith. Faith in God, faith in Jesus, faith in the blood of Jesus, faith in the scripture. Very important. So don't just preach the gospel. I think we all know this. We're all spiritual leaders here. Don't just preach the gospel, but we must urge people to continue in the faith. Verse 23, they also appointed elders and leaders to look after the new believers, to look after the new churches. So that's important. Can't just leave people. We have to have God-appointed leadership. But here's the encouragement, and this always strikes me in a very deep way. The encouragement is this. We must, through much tribulation, and the word tribulation means pressure, hardship, difficulties, enter into the kingdom of God. How about that for encouraging new believers? We normally would like to say, and probably do say it, to new believers that if you give your life to the Lord and if you follow Jesus, he's going to give you peace and joy and he's going to straighten out your problems and he's going to help you with everything. And it's basically going to be a much better life than what you had. All of that being true, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, right? Kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So that's all true. But there's another piece to this matter. And it's very bothersome, I would say that in the natural. We, Paul and Barnabas include themselves, not just you, we, that includes all of us here, must, not an option, must, through, we'd like to get around it, through much, not just a little, much tribulation, much pressure, much hardship, much difficulties, enter into the kingdom of God. We must, through much pressure and difficulty, enter the kingdom of God. And everybody said, doesn't totally bring us to a hallelujah response, does it? Not quite what's going to probably get several thousand people into our churches, at least not initially. North American gospel, as I said, pray a sinner's prayer, God will bless you, give you a wonderful life from here on in. Common teaching in the body of Christ is that Jesus is going to come back and take you out of the difficulties, right? Out of tribulation. This isn't necessarily referencing the great tribulation, but there is way too much of the Lord will take you out, and you don't have difficulties, at least not many anymore. So continue in the faith. Why? Because there are many difficulties in order to enter into the kingdom of God. So if we flip this around a little bit, if we don't embrace the difficulties and if we don't walk through the difficulties, are we going to be able to enter the kingdom of God? Good question. We've all worked with people, we've seen people, we've worshiped with people who have responded to the Lord, started walking with the Lord, but then they didn't continue in the faith. Didn't continue in the faith. I was having a little chat with the Lord, I guess you could say that, about continue, and we're addressing spiritual leaders and pastors and people that have been walking with the Lord for a long time, and Lord, do we need to hear this word about continue? And we do. So wherever we are, doesn't matter. And it might be, if the Lord is giving us this word, that there are some here who are considering turning away from the faith in one sort or another, or somebody who listens to this. So the exhortation of the Lord today is continue in the faith. Amen? All right, Colossians 1, verse 22 and 23. 22 says, Jesus wants to present you as holy and blameless to God if, verse 23, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, grounded and steadfast, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard, which was preached to you. Here we are again. Continue in the faith. Be grounded. Be steadfast. Grounded means lay a solid foundation. Be settled, which means immovable, and steadfast. And Colossians is written to believers. Now, this isn't to new believers. This is to people who've been walking with the Lord, the faithful brethren, as it says in chapter 1, verse 2. But the strong exhortation, continue in the faith on a good foundation and don't be moved off of your good foundation. Again, it's conditional. If you continue rooted and grounded, immovable, and not moved away from the gospel which was preached to you. So it's really clear, it's our choice. Comes back again to the heart. Our choice to have a good foundation, our choice to be rooted, our choice to be grounded. It's available, but it's our choice, and many Christians do not have a good foundation. They've just heard some surface stuff, and they've prayed a surface prayer, and are not rooted and grounded. So we must do everything we can to be rooted and grounded ourselves. We'll see this a little later. But to root and ground the people that God gives to us. Lord, help me to continue in the faith. And sometimes we think this is just for young people or just for new believers, but it's for everybody. It is possible to turn away from the faith. It is possible. God doesn't want us to, but it is possible. Continue in the faith. Secondly, continue in the grace of God. Continue in the grace of God. And if we're going to talk about grace, we better understand it, because there's some false teaching about grace across the whole world these days. Grace basically is a twofold meaning. One is God's undeserved favor, and that's what we hear all the time, God's undeserved favor. But it also means his strength and his enabling to obey and to do. His strength, his grace, his enabling to obey and to do. So always keep that in mind, his undeserved favor, but also his grace and his enabling to obey and to do. Now, we're well acquainted with the scripture, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, by grace you are saved through faith, not of yourself, not of works, lest any man should boast. So that's good. But then we are told to continue in his grace. So we start off with his grace, but we must continue in his grace. And in Acts chapter 13, again, we have Paul and Barnabas preaching. And this time they're preaching in the synagogue on the Sabbath day. And some Jews responded, and also some Gentiles. And here's what Paul and Barnabas did. It says in Acts 13, 43, Paul and Barnabas persuaded these new Jewish believers to continue in the grace of God, speaking to Jews and proselytes. So proselytes would be converts to Judaism. Continue in the grace of God. To the Jews who were accustomed to working out their salvation and being righteous by the law, God's grace is now offered through Jesus Christ. Don't go back to the old covenant ways of being right with God. Continue in God's grace. By grace, you are saved through faith. But now you must continue in God's grace. And that's the word for all of us. We start off by his grace. We continue by his grace. We continue by his undeserved favor. We continue by his strength that he gives to us. The word persuade here Paul and Barnabas persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. The word persuade here means to convince, even by an argument. So they worked very hard to convince these people, to persuade this people, you must continue in the grace of God. What it means is that it's possible, again, understand this, it's possible for people not to continue in the grace of God. It's possible to receive God's grace, but not continue in it. Again, contrary to some teaching of our day, which says you're always under grace and doesn't matter what you do. Hebrews 12:15 helps us out with that. It says, looking diligently, so we better pay attention, looking diligently lest anyone fail of the grace of God. Hebrews 12:15, that's King James. New Living Translation says, fail to receive the grace of God. Amplify New Testament says, fall back from the grace of God. Looking diligently lest anyone fall back from the grace of God. Looking diligently lest anyone fail to receive the grace of God. It's possible to fail to receive God's grace. He has it available. It's available. It is available. It's also possible to fall back from the grace of God. It's possible to sin against the wonderful grace of God. So Scripture is very clear. Continue in the grace of God. Continue in the faith. Continue in the grace of God. Number three, continue in God's Word. Again, I'm saying, Lord, I think we know all this, but He needs us to be reminded. Continue in God's Word, the Bible. Jesus said in John 8:31, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. And the word here for word is logos, my teachings. So if he's saying this to Jews, by the way, it tells us this. He was speaking to Jews who were following him. If you continue in my teachings, then you are my disciples indeed. You are my true followers. Flip it around again. If you do not continue in my word, then you are not my true disciples. They say, hold it. If you continue in my word, then you're my true disciples. Amen. If you do not continue in my word, then you are not my true disciples. That's serious. It's also straightforward. But it's a serious matter, isn't it? If you continue, if you do not continue. And again, all of us know people who are not continuing in Jesus' teachings, and yet they still would call themselves followers of Jesus. And they're being told that they're okay. You know, they prayed the little prayer, and they're all under God's grace. But Jesus said, if you continue in my teachings, then you are my followers. So here we are. If, conditional, if you continue, if you continue. And I don't want us to view any of this stuff negatively, that, oh, I'll never make it. It's quite clear, if you continue, no problem. Well, tribulations, hardship, difficulties, but if you continue. James chapter 1, verse 25 says, whoever looks into the perfect law of liberty, referencing God's word, and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. This man shall be blessed in what he does. Whoever looks into the word of God and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer, this man shall be blessed. Whoever looks into. The word look here is really interesting. It's not a surface look. Oh, yeah, let's see, I read my two chapters today, so I'm good. The word look means to bend over and to look. Peer into, okay, look deeply into it and see what's really there. That's what the word look means. Whoever looks into, whoever peers into, whoever looks diligently, seriously into the Word of God. It's a serious look. It's more than just a casual look. It's a serious look. It's serious study. It's meditating on God's Word. So whoever seriously looks into it, but that's not sufficient, and continues in it. So it is actually possible to spend time reading God's Word, meditating on it. It's possible to go to Bible school and spend day after day looking into God's Word. But we must continue. And we all know people who have been to Bible school, many Bible schools. And today they are not continuing in it. They've looked into God's Word. Maybe they've written books and essays and papers and all kinds of stuff, but are not continuing in it. Continuing in it and do it. And do it. Do what it says. This person shall be blessed in their works. So daily, seriously looking into God's Word. God, what are you saying to me? Lord, help me to obey. I want to continue. And again, many who call themselves Christians are not intently looking into God's Word daily and not doing it, not continuing in it. Apostle Paul to Timothy, 2 Timothy 3:14 and 15. Continue in the things that you have learned and have been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them. Continue in the things that you have learned, knowing from whom you have learned them, and continue in them. Verse 15, you have been taught the scripture from childhood. I just took a quick glance at the book of 2 Timothy when I was looking at this verse. 2 Timothy, written by the Apostle Paul to Timothy, who is a spiritual leader. He's a young man, but he's in the ministry, spiritual leader. And the whole beginning of 2 Timothy is, don't be fearful, don't be ashamed of the gospel, hold fast, be strong, study, flee youthful lust, perilous times shall come. All who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Have we heard that before? All who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. That's 2 Timothy 3:12. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. That's verse 13. And then in light of all of these warnings, Timothy, continue in the things that you have learned and have been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them. You learned them from childhood, the scripture from childhood, and Paul is safely able to say, I've also taught you. And then following that is verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. So here's all the warnings. Deception is going to abound, persecution, difficulties are going to happen, and deceiving and being deceived. And you have learned the scripture from a youngster, but continue. Continue. It's not enough to learn the Bible verses in Sunday school and in youth group. We must continue. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may become mature and equipped for every good work. Continue in the scripture. Continue in the scripture. Written to adults, written to someone in the ministry. Big question these days, hath God said? Same one that Satan brought to Adam and Eve. Hath God said? Did God really say? Is the Bible really God's word? Is the whole Bible really God's word? That's really the issue. And 2 Timothy 3:16 answers that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. As you know, there are various teachings around that try to adjust things. Words of Jesus, don't have to follow. Just on and on, Old Testament, not for today. And this answers it all. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. Continue in the things that you have been taught, that you have learned, knowing from whom you have learned them. So, I mean, if some of us came from a background where we had some false teaching, okay, pitch that. learn from people who follow God. And we've been blessed in this fellowship and in this place to have the Bible taught to us, rightly dividing the word of truth. We know who we learned it from. And we're hearing it today. We're hearing from seasoned people who have studied God's word, and they're urging us to continue. A lot of people been raised in Christian homes, study the Bible, gone to Christian schools, but aren't continuing in what they've been taught from childhood. Very important. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16, again, Apostle Paul to Timothy, take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Take heed to yourself, young man in the ministry. Take heed to yourself. And we've just heard about guarding our hearts. Take heed to our hearts. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Doctrine means teaching. And you know that a lot of people say, don't give me any doctrine. I don't want doctrine. I just want Jesus. You know, hear all this. Supposed to sound spiritual, but if you really think about it, it's not. Just give me Jesus. I don't want doctrine. What they're really saying is, I don't want teaching. I don't want teaching. Jesus said, if you continue in my words, my doctrine, my teaching, then you will truly be my disciple. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue. Notice what happens. If you continue, you'll save yourself. So it's a possibility of being in the ministry and losing ourselves, losing our destiny, losing even our eternity. Continue. And then you will save those who hear you. Number four, continue in prayer. Continue in prayer. Colossians 4:2, again written to believers. Continue earnestly in prayer and be watchful. The word there is persevere, be constantly diligent, be watchful and alert in prayer. And if I was trying to put it in a nutshell, it would be this way. Seriously continue in serious prayer. Seriously continue in serious prayer. Be watchful, be alert, be vigilant in prayer. And I'm starting to see that if we aren't vigilant in prayer for ourselves, for our family, for people, whoever it is, if you're working with the youth, be vigilant, serious in prayer for the youth. Be vigilant and serious in prayer for families. Be vigilant and serious in prayer for our own families. Whoever we're responsible for, your Sunday school class, be vigilant in prayer because the enemy has taken them out. That's not negative. That's just fact. You're seeing it. I'm seeing it. The enemy is taking people out and saying, Lord, what's going on? And one of the things the Lord has spoken to me about, you cannot slack off in prayer. You see somebody doing reasonably well, praise the Lord, and we don't pray for them quite so much. It's the problem people that we pray for, which is okay. But we also be vigilant, serious in prayer for whoever the Lord puts into our care and into our pathway. It's so easy to slack off in prayer as pastors, as spiritual leaders. Why? Because we're busy doing. We're busy doing, we're busy studying, we're busy continuing in the faith. But we're also to continue in prayer. Continue diligent in prayer, written to believers, written to believers. Romans 12:12, continue steadfastly in prayer. Continue steadfastly in prayer. Written again to believers. Continue steadfastly in prayer. 1 Timothy 5:5 speaks of a godly widow who continues prayer in prayer night and day. And don't leave that just to the widows. We want to continue in prayer night and day. But if you happen to be somebody who is freed up from family responsibilities for whatever reasons, here's a good, strong exhortation to redeem the time. Continue in prayer, night and day, as God enables us to do it. Lastly, Number five, continue in love. Continue in love. And there's three aspects to love here that we'll just touch on. One is continue in love for God. Mark 12:30, we've heard this verse already this morning. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind, all thy strength. Love the Lord with all. And then we have a warning from Jesus, Matthew 24:12, the love of many will grow cold. Speaking of the last days. And the reason is because iniquity shall abound, lawlessness. Because lawlessness shall abound, we'll be totally inundated, surrounded by it, and the love of many believers is going to grow cold. Fact. Fact. Jesus said it. Fact. It is going to happen. We're seeing it. Lord, help us to continue. We must continue to love God with all, or else our love is going to grow cold. It is. Then we're to continue in Jesus' love. Interesting verse, John 15:9. Jesus says, continue in my love. Continue in my love. That must mean that it's possible not to continue in his love. Ever thought about that? Continue in my love. Why would he have to tell anybody that if it's possible not to continue in his love? So the question is then, how do we continue in Jesus' love? And he tells us, John 15:10, if you keep my commandments, you will abide, you will continue in my love, John 15:10. So here we are again with a condition. If you continue in my commandments, if you continue in my word, you'll be my disciples indeed. If you continue in my commandments, you will continue in my love. And just a little piece of information for you. When you see in the book of John the word abide, which we see a lot, abide in the vine, that word abide or abideth is the same Greek word as continue. So if you continue in the vine, if you abide in the vine, if you abide in my word, if you continue in my word. So Jesus says, continue in my love. So if we do not keep and obey God's word, then something's going to happen in this love relationship here today. And we need to pay close attention to that. And the last point on love here is let brotherly love continue. Hebrews 13:1. Let brotherly love continue. NLT says, keep on loving each other. How simple is that? Keep on loving each other. Keep on loving each other. 1 Timothy 2:15, continue in faith, love, and holiness with self-control. Now, there's a project. Continue in faith, love, and holiness with self-control. Good, strong exhortation. Let brotherly love continue. Keep on loving each other. Continue in Jesus' love. Love God with all your heart. So let's summarize. Continue in the faith. Continue in the grace of God. Continue in the word, continue in prayer, and continue in love. Love for God, love for Jesus, love for others. So I'll wind up where I started. God has given this word that must mean that some of us here are facing some crucial decisions. Are we going to continue in the faith? Are we continuing in God's word? Are we continuing in prayer? Are we continuing in love? We know these things. We know we're supposed to do them. But obviously God is challenging us and reminding us about it. I need to hear it. I expect that we all need to hear it since he gave it to us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this word, continue. May we continue in faith, in grace, in the word, in prayer, in love, and in other things that your word tells us to do. Oh, Father, we do not want to discard anything that you have brought to us. Lord, we watch people, we watch ourselves, we watch the pressures, we watch the temptations to turn to to the left or to the right. And your word is telling us to continue in the straight and narrow, in the pathway that you have for us. Thank you for the teaching that you have brought to us already this morning. Thank you for what you're going to be speaking to us this week. And I pray that we might, again, not just be hearers, but we would be doers. We would continue in it. Father God, I just cry out to you for your grace and your mercy that every one of us here in this room would continue in what you've already given to us. Oh, Father, help us to continue from the youngest person here to the oldest person here. God, keep us. Keep us in your way. Cause us to choose rightly to continue in what you have given to us. Hallelujah. We thank you for your enabling grace. In Jesus' name, amen.